from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We've learned a lot over the past 4 weeks, especially with the live competition. There's been a lot of growth. There's been tremendous competition. The players have taken a lot of pride in the way that we've competed, the way that we've debriefed what we've done during the ball games, whether it's been extremely positive or it's something that we need to correct and focus on.
That is straight talking, tough talking Bears defensive coordinator Eric Washington on his defense, which has been pretty good. Speaking of pretty good, there are worse ways to spend a Friday morning than sitting here in this open but air-conditioned cabana. I believe it's what Jason Goff once referred to when we were in the car with the windows open and the air conditioning blasting as the American dream setting. And that's kind of what we have here at Stadium Swim at Circa. It's been a lovely stay so far, and we're here again for another evening. Should be another fabulous day and night. This is the portion of the day at Stadium Swim when I believe all of the barely clothed supermodels start walking around.
Yeah, and I saw the server that we had last time that walked in front of the...
Oh, that gave the Twitch audience a lovely treat.
Yes.
Yes.
She is here.
Oh, it's really?
Michelle? Her name. Is that right?
Michelle sounds right, but...
We'll find out.
We'll find
they
out.
Were, if they were ever... name tags. They actually have enough room on the
came over and set something down, and the Twitch people got, like, the whole Krakatoa.
They were basically like, why don't you guys shut up and just let her do her thing?
They already asked for her today, actually.
The Twitch people?
Yeah. I saw that in the chat.
I mean, she did. I think she, like, blew them a kiss and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, she wasn't afraid of the camera. And I appreciate that about her.
And speaking of shooters shoot, there was a pretty interesting text that was sent in from somebody talking, responding to everything we just did and kind of wrapping up that segment about Caleb Williams and some of the dissenting opinions, saying, look, maybe the comp is Steph Curry. Because when Steph Curry came into the league, they'd be like, yeah, he shoots that crazy three, and obviously we know his range is unlimited, but what else can he do? What else can he do things in structure? Can he run an offense? Can he be a point guard? And I was one of the people who said, I'm not sure that he's got the athleticism, the speed, the quickness, the explosiveness, and
the smarts. Like that's not a bad comp. I actually like that better than Ant-Man, just because of knowing how much of a thinker Steph is, and clearly how much of a thinker Caleb is. I think that might be a better comp.
Isn't it? Because it was never for a lack of knowing how to be a point guard, and he ended up developing almost some Steve Nash-like stuff, as well as the all-time great shooting ability.
Right, but Steph is also the incredible outlier, right? I'm not saying that Caleb Williams can't be that. I'm saying that Steph became the system. Steph changed the entire NBA system. He's part of the reason everybody wants to shoot threes now. Offensive efficiency is basically his statistic when you consider how everything changed around him because he was so good at it.
But we can't rule out, though, this is Caleb Williams. This isn't some schmuck. We cannot rule out, even if I think the highest likelihood is that Caleb Williams is a very good quarterback, all-time great is in play for Caleb Williams. It has
sure,
to be.
Sure it is.
It has to be.
Sure it is.
As crazy as that sounds, I don't feel comfortable saying that generally, because it's weird.
Well, I mean, it would match what other people have said too, where that, you know, that they believe that there's a chance that he ends up changing the game, that his style of play maybe changes the game. Now, I would say that we have seen players like him from that system do some of the stuff. And the concern is is that going to be good enough? And the exciting part is maybe he is one of those guys, but better.
I also,
and if he is, then...
Then the sky is the limit, to say the least. I also want to say this. His team is supporting him at every single level.
Yes.
Ryan Poles has given him a wonderful set of weapons to work with. He is supporting him in action. Look at all the changes they made. We knew it wasn't going to be enough if they didn't do all the things they did in the offseason. I didn't think. I thought, you know, like, you can say that he's going to fix it, but unless you do your part, and they did. They brought in a different offensive coordinator. They brought in Keenan Allen. They ensured DJ Moore is going to be here for a while. They drafted Roma Dunze. They've done all these things to try to help him, and that is as much a part of this as anything.
You mentioned that you heard something while walking around regarding the Bears' defense.
So Campy texted and was like, hey, have you listened to Move the Sticks? And I was like, no, I haven't listened to the latest episode. And they do a whole thing where they look at all of the teams and they call it workshop. So they're workshopping the Bears. It's Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. And there's a lot of good stuff in there about Caleb. And these are two guys that are very high on Caleb if you want to check it out. But what I thought was interesting and what I wanted to bring back was them talking about the defense, because I don't know if we've talked enough throughout this season. We still got, you know, 2 weeks to continue to talk about this Bears defense. But here's what they said about Austin Booker and whether or not the Bears defense can actually be top five.
Austin Booker, they got in the fifth round this year, has already been a stud in the preseason. He's been very active. He's been productive. I know, you know, my comp on him was like he was a Kirkland brand Max Crosby because he kind of has that same playing style. But when I watched him, I saw that same just tenacious effort, Buck. And it's not just the length and the explosiveness. It's the fact that, like, when the play is dead on the front side, and he's dead, so many young players, that's the end of the play for them. Mm-hmm. He is chasing. He is sprinting down the field, chasing the ball away. And I'm just like, okay, that's that guy's wired the right way to go along with impressive athletic ability. They got themselves a good one there.
And I think, you know, it's the perfect marriage between front office and coaching staff being on the same page. The coaching staff being able to tell the front office, these are the types of players that we need. These are the traits that we have to have in these certain positions. And then it's going and chasing those traits. And you talked about Booker and what he's already been able to display in the preseason. DJ, when you look at them, I mean, you look at him and then you look at Montez Sweat. I mean, like, they're very, very similar in terms of prototypical traits, their tools, the way they play, the energy and the effort. And if you're the Bears, ideally, that's what you're trying to create. You're trying to create rooms that have a lot of the same types of players in that. We talk about basketball teams at wide receiver, but that D-line room, man, if you can get the big bodies, the big, tall, athletic players on the edges to go with the beefy guys on the interior, it gives you a chance to kind of dominate at the point of attack and dominate without having to use extra rushes and extra bodies in the pass rush.
Yeah, it all kind of goes together and all makes sense. And that's why, I mean, well, let me just put it to you. This defense can, over a 17-game season, and considering who they play in that division, you know, Detroit, that's a high-flying offense. I know Minnesota, Kirk Cousins is not there. It goes to Sam Darnold, but that's still Justin Jefferson and company. There's a lot of playmakers there. As well. And obviously we know Green Bay with all their, you know, plethora of young weapons, that's not an easy offense. Can this defense though in Chicago be a top five NFL defense this year?
It's weird because they can, but I don't know if they'll be like the dominating defense where they completely suffocate you. I think their ability to rise into the ranks of the top five is dependent upon their ability to produce turnovers. This is a takeaway defense. They want to back you up. They want to win with four. They want to get interceptions off tips and overthrows, more so than what I would call the stifling suffocation that we've seen from some elite defenses. That said, that's good enough. And if the offense is like we think it may be, that is going to be the perfect style to complement what they do on offense. Because if our offense is scoring points, now your defense is playing against an offense that's chasing points, eliminates the run game. Now you begin to get the big hits and the big tips and overthrows that lead to interception.
So I think that's a really fair assessment. It makes me more excited about Austin Booker than I was before. I think that he's a really interesting prospect. But when we were watching the game last night, I flash back to it after listening to this. And on a couple of the pass rushes that we saw, I think, Dan, you had mentioned like that swim move that Booker has. And exactly what Bucky Brooks was talking about happened on two back-to-back plays. The play is going away from Booker. He didn't just stop after, you know, winning his rep. He kept going to try and track down who had the ball. Those are the things that a guy like Matt Eberflus has been talking about since he was hired. That the guy's level of effort, if you can match the effort to the talent, then you can end up having a very special player.
Maybe this is a question for Matt Eberflus later, but I think maybe I need a reset for my aesthetic for the Tampa 2 one gap 4-3 defense and how it's different now.
Like how did he see it evolve? Yeah,
exactly, because we know offenses have changed. They don't even list three linebackers anymore. There's no strong side linebacker.
Right.
And the offense is different. All these quarterbacks can do so many things. There's so many different launch points. Is it still true? Are the priority rankings of this defense, where I was like, oh, you got to have the kick-ass three technique. You got to have, you know, two of these ends. You need the weak side linebacker and the cover two corner. That isn't necessarily a flip the hips and run with, a mirror guy. It's a drop back to a landmark, read the flat, run up, secure the tackle. Jalen Johnson's not that kind of player.
No, neither is Tyreek Stevenson. Nope.
So maybe a lot of our well-worn understanding of this defense needs to be updated.
I think that to speak to that point specifically, Dan, when you look at these guys and we look and say, okay, what's the prototype for a corner in this? Mm. We had Charles Tillman here in Chicago. So you go.
An all-timer.
But to me, the prototype for it was actually Tim Jennings. That's what a cover two corner looked like back then. What I think is interesting is what the Bears have said with both Jalen Johnson and with Tyreek Stevenson, and to a certain extent, Kyler Gordon, is – give me the guys who can cover man.
Yeah.
We'll teach them how to play zone. And with their like freakish athletic ability, you're enhancing what that position does.
And maybe that changes the equation when it comes to we're so hung up on who's across from Montez Sweat. Maybe they wouldn't say this publicly, but maybe the way they look at it is that when they start figuring out who makes how much money, that they'd rather have expensive lockdown corners.
I don't think so. I really don't. I just think that
– I don't know.
I think that if you have expensive corners without a pass rush, those expensive corners, those expensive DBs – let's not just make it corners. Those expensive DBs are going to get exposed because – no one can really cover for 4.5 to 6 seconds in the NFL.
Well, we saw that with Eddie Jackson. He was an expensive DB, and he's not here anymore. We're seeing a lot of safeties get jettisoned by their teams. That's why Kevin Byard is here. I do want to say this. I think that there was no way any established defense that was really coming to light 15 years ago in the NFL, or now almost 20, is going to be the same because the offenses have changed so much. So much of what you're doing is just adjusting to the weapons that are now on the offensive side of the ball and how the offense is taking shape.
Yeah, quality of athlete.
I would argue that the offense now takes up even more of the field than it did previously. So, of course, the defense is going to change. And, again, it's the athleticism and the talent. If you have better athletes, that's going to dictate how you're using these people. I do think you're on to something with the body ability and then the learning piece. What can't you coach? Start with that if that's important to you, and then go out from there.
Find really athletic guys that are committed to getting better and are smart. Then you say, okay, there are going to be opportunities for you to take risks. To speak to your point, when did Eddie Jackson have his best season?
First one.
When Akeem Hicks and Khalil Mack are causing havoc, you don't have to worry about a double move. You're coming downhill as a safety, and you're saying that ball's coming out. It's coming out. So I am going to drive on the ball, and that's how you end up with interceptions and those touchdowns.
Well, touches. What did they
I
just
was
say?
Even
you,
saying
he said it. Tipped balls. Tipped balls. You heard Eberflus on Hard Knocks when the ball gets tipped. There it is. Like, every tip ball should be picked.
Well, that's what he talked about in the film with Fishbane, who we have at noon before he refused at 12:30 now. But I also just think, like, when we're talking about all this stuff and we're discussing that concept, don't discredit Eddie Jackson. When you said his most successful year, I was thinking of his most successful year under Eberflus was the first year when Eberflus was here. And he was talking about how happy it was that he thought he had some real help in that department. And you saw it, he had 4 interceptions early on before he got hurt.
I think that's fair. I don't think that as much as I love the DBs, it doesn't work if you don't have consistent pressure up front.
Also, look at the success of Kyler Gordon. Like, we know that the nickel is still pivotal in this system. They're putting him in a position to succeed.
We will talk to Matt Eberflus about some of this stuff. I want to. I want to get to see how football-y he wants to get.
12:30, we will talk to Matt Eberflus.
Next up is High Noon. I have a guy getting busted for a crime that...
Crime.
But it's, I don't know if it's as bad as it sounds. I'll let you rule on it.
A former Bear is doing something pretty major.
I have an actual apology.
Wow. Next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.